Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, welcome back to the show. Most of you who are regular listeners to the show know that in the context of diversification of our investment portfolio, I own two types of shares, some for Tesla and some for Palantir. Those are the only stocks that I own, but you know, I'm really into what these two companies are doing and the promise of what they have for the future. So that's my little tiny portion of stock investment, just like I have a small portion of gold and silver coin investment. We have a little bit of art. And obviously, as a mentor in residential real estate investing, 70% or so of my investments are in residential real estate. And that's probably not going to change. But the reason I wanted to talk about the latest announcements is in the context of artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence, or AI versus AGI. And you may have seen in the news, it was pretty much all over the place, that Tesla announced that they will basically in August introduce a new vehicle that will basically be like a robo taxi, a computerized car, where you don't have pedals or a steering wheel or any of that kind of stuff, and that will basically drive around. It's basically like an Uber without a driver. So that's what they announced will be introduced as a product on the 8th of August this year in 2024. This is obviously only possible when you have a really, really capable artificial intelligence system that is allowing the car to drive through traffic without a driver. I don't know exactly from the day that they introduce it in August 2024, how long it's going to be until this is a true reality. But we have seen many recent developments. You know, everybody has spoken about ChatGPT and some of the other, you know, OpenAI and Copilot. And in my Zoom meetings, I now have an AI companion that generates minutes of the meeting. Within about 15 minutes of the meeting ending, I get like an email with the written minutes. And they are so good that I barely have to make any changes to what the AI system was actually capable of doing. So this stuff is getting better and better and better. And I wanted to touch on how does that actually potentially impact our residential real estate investing path going forward. And one of the things that I have oftentimes said is we have a strong propensity for our clients and for myself and my family to work with turnkey providers. And the turnkey providers are the ones who, I always say, find the ugly duckling property in a good neighborhood and they buy it, they renovate it, they put it on the market for a fair price. We can buy it and get it financed, and then they also manage it for us. That's the ideal scenario. And if we end up working with a turnkey provider where the management of the property is lacking, we can always find another property manager. But this is the system. And one of the things that it takes out is the whole situation of having to work with real estate agents. What it still doesn't really fully take out is the ability to really get a good feeling about the different properties that the turnkey providers have ready to be sold, or basically to be sold to us as investors at any given time. And so one of the promises that I see as a first step, and a few things of that have already started, is the ability to use digital tools to improve the ability for us to get a feeling of the property. There are ways now where you can take pictures and video and 3D renderings and stuff like that. So you can almost get into the property. And the next step that will probably happen, and I don't know how easy it will be to realize, is that turnkey providers, as well as regular real estate agencies, will be able to create basically virtual reality tours where they take a camera that is similar to having basically these VR glasses that Apple and Meta and other companies have offered, where somebody is basically wearing the glasses, going around and through the property and looking at everything as if you were walking through the property. And then you can either with or without glasses basically go through the property in the same way. Now, this is all still based on digitization and artificial intelligence, gathering data and making the data and the subsequent information available to you. Where do I see this going? with AGI, which is basically general intelligence, is that we can actually be more in charge. So going back to what we started with Tesla, anybody who is following the company knows that one of the divisions that they have is robotics. And obviously this robotaxi that I mentioned is one way of using robotics and computer intelligence to drive a car without a driver. The other one is that they're also building a robot called Optimus, which is basically a humanoid figure, looks like a person that is about 5'6" tall and weighs, I don't know, about like 150 pounds or something like that. And that walks and can talk and has arms and legs and everything like that. And I can see for investing in residential real estate in the future that you can potentially have a situation where you can rent an Optimus in the location that you want to invest in. Where we can say, okay, I want to rent, like I rent a car at Hertz, I want to rent an Optimus for a day or for a few hours to go to the house that I want to buy and be connected with me as if I have a person on the phone. But I can also see what that person, in this case, the robot, sees and tell him what to do and actually look at stuff and run measurements and do analysis and check things like what's in the walls and what's new and what's not new and what is valuable and stuff, like you would be having a person directly connected to you that can give you input, can give you visuals, can be as close as possible as you being there yourself. And for our homes, I think there will come a time, and I don't know if I'm going to be around long enough, but I think there will come a time where we have something like an Optimus in our house as basically a service provider who can, you know, do the laundry and clean the floors and the windows and, respond to anybody at the door, can do all kinds of tasks that are basically things that we may or may not want to do, or that give us time back, right? And so there is a really bright future coming in robotics. And some people say, well, that is also kind of scary because you never know if these robots are trustworthy and if they're ultimately going to harm us and so forth and so forth. And that's obviously a valid concern. But I am actually more on the optimistic side that this technology can help us to make even better investment decisions. And that brings me to how is this actually really going to benefit us? And what you would want to learn and what I would like to teach you is how in the immediate future with the turnkey providers or somebody that the turnkey providers is offering to us, but in the future to Optimus, to get really good results, we need to learn and know what kind of questions to ask. And that's what is one of the things that I want to help you to understand and to learn as part of our mentoring program is what would you ask the person to do and what questions to find answers for if you had somebody on site at the next potential investment property for you. And so if you want to learn how we do this and what kind of things are actually relevant in the context of finding the right next property for you to invest in, or maybe even your first property, please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button that says book a call, and then we can have a conversation, totally complimentary. I can tell you a little bit about how our program works and how I can support you, but also how would we actually put together something like that, like a checklist or a list of questions that you could use. So when you have a couple of different properties in a general area and you try to figure out which one is really the one that I want to invest in without just somebody telling you, I think this one is better than the other one, but you making the decision, informed decision based on what you learned about the property, then please book a call. Let's have that conversation and I can start telling you how our program works. So I really look forward to that. And until then, be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.